Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy hump day. It is the day we go to the Mariners game after work today.
Yes.
I'm already a little concerned, though, guys.
Why?
About the aesthetic. Because you two are matching in your throwback jerseys.
And you're not.
And I'm not. I'm wearing a jersey. It's just a different color. So do I stand in the middle when we take pictures? Steve, I like you to be in the middle sometimes because you're the tallest. I'm just trying to figure out how this is going to work.
Be inside of your brain sometimes when it comes to fashion and clothes. You know what the funny thing is, though? Like this morning when I was like grabbing the jersey, I have another one of these. And I almost brought it. Because, like, you know, I bet Taryn doesn't have the City Connect. I know, and I had a feeling Danny was going to rock the City Connect because City Connect jerseys really are their best jerseys.
They're so dope. So who's on the back of yours, Danny?
Julio Rodriguez,
nice.
Of course.
And you got Crawdaddy.
Yes, I do. JP.
I'm rocking a Griffey, old school Griffey.
But I also have a Castillo jersey.
Oh my, you have a problem.
I do. What are you, my wife? All of a sudden? Why do you care where I spend my money?
That's just the three of this style that you have?
I have two of the City Connects.
Okay.
In all fairness, when my garage got broken into, and by broken into, we just accidentally left our garage open and someone went and just kind of stole a bunch of stuff. I thought they took my Luis Castillo City Connect jersey, and it devastated me. I was so mad. So then, on an impulse, I ordered a new one. But I'm like, well, I might as well get J.P. Crawford because he's my favorite Mariner right now. Ordered that. A week after I got this jersey, I'm doing something in a closet, like grabbing something out of there. And I'm like, oh, there's the Castillo jersey that I thought was stolen.
Well, they look very sharp, you guys. You look awesome.
Yeah, two of the three of us look really good.
I'm working on it.
You can buy one on the way.
I just might. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
I love I open up our text line. The first text I see is, hey, Florida, go F yourselves. And I know exactly what they're talking about. Before we get that, DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Happy International Sushi Day.
Let's go.
What better way to eat sushi than at the ball game and get the Ichi roll?
We sampled it before the season and it was fantastic.
Top notch.
I'm really looking forward to that.
So come to the Mariners game today. Enjoy some sushi. And yes, let's talk a little bit about Florida and why that texter said, hey, Florida, go F yourself. And that is because, well, your Florida Panthers just went back-to-back when it comes to being Stanley Cup champions. What a team. What a performance. They just crushed the Oilers 5-1. And as much as I wanted to see the Oilers win, at the end of the day, I just love seeing that moment when they get the Stanley Cup. I don't care which team it is, as long as they're not beating my team. And they have that cup up in the air, and then they pass it around. And I thought it was cool. Usually when the captain gets the cup and then passes the next guy, it's usually like the seasoned vet or the alternate captain or a guy who's never won the cup before. This time around, they made it a point to hand the cup to all the guys who have never won the cup before. So first-timers. And I thought that was like a cool gesture. In fact, during the post-game chat on TNT, Wayne Gretzky talked about how cool that was.
Let's welcome in the great one, Wayne Gretzky. You had the opportunity to do this on four occasions. What's going through the mind of these first-time champions?
Well, first of all, there's no feeling like it. We always talk about how hard it is to win this trophy, and that's a fact. But it just shows you how unique this hockey club is, that they've handed the trophy to every first-time player. I thought for sure Marchand would be the first guy to get it, but they went completely opposite direction and made sure the guys who had never won it before got to lift the Stanley Cup first, and that just shows you the uniqueness of their team.
A real team. I mean, it seems like all those players have a lot of love for each other. Just when you listen to those interviews, even the coaches, like, this is just a very unique team.
And,
Sam Bennett ended up being the MVP, the Conn Smythe Trophy winner. So now the offseason, let's see if the Kraken can get some good guys, and maybe we can make a run in the playoffs for
a
change.
Let's go, Kraken! That'd be nice. Authorities in Washington had to debunk a TikTok video that went viral, and that video was claiming that Travis Dekker had been captured. That is not true. He is still very much at large. U.S. Marshals are still leading this multi-agency manhunt across Chelan and Kittitas counties. They were saying that he could have maybe changed his appearance. They were looking in the Clee Ellum area. So just don't believe what you see on the internet, because a lot of it is fake.
That's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Not frustrating was last night, and we're going to the Mariners game today, but yesterday during the game against the Boston Red Sox, how about Cal Raleigh?
Going after the first pitch, a high rising fly ball at the wall. Grand slam! Number 27 from Cal Raleigh is a big one.
Yeah, big one from Big Dumper. That's the Major League Baseball leading 27th home run. What a season this guy's having. Hopefully it's a dinger today. That would be pretty freaking awesome to see that as we go to the game. If you want to join us at the game, get discounted tickets by going to KISW.com. Don't forget, later today, you get the NBA Finals. Unfortunately, the Oklahoma City Thunder could wrap things up tonight. Let's hope the Pacers force them to a game 7.
Yeah.
As far as weather, going to be a nice day. High of 69 degrees.
Very nice.
Very, very nice. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
You're invited to skip work this afternoon and join us at the Mariners game. Get those tickets at KISW.com to be in one of our sections. By the way, we got a crazy voice message through our Odyssey app from a listener that's missing the game because of something happening with a garbage truck. You'll hear it at 6:20.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're already at work, we say leave early today.
Do it.
If you haven't left yet, we say don't go. Instead, join us at the Mariners game this afternoon. We have discounted tickets available at KISW.com, and we're going to plan to hang out at the Pen before the game starts.
Go Mariners!
Even Julio's excited.
He's very excited. Yes. He's going to welcome us, probably give us a big hug, because it's been a minute since we've seen him in real life. So speaking of the game, we ended up getting a voice message from a listener that is sharing the reason, that's a very odd reason, why they're not going to be able to be at the game.
Wish I could go to the Mariners game tomorrow. My wife and daughter will be there, but I'm going to have to miss it.
Oh, that's cool. At least the wife and daughter are coming.
Yeah.
I'm sure to say hi to them as well.
I'm being sent down to Oregon for a garbage truck rodeo, which got me thinking, is there any weird competitions you guys have competed in? Let me know.
What? Okay, hold on. What is a garbage truck rodeo?
Never have I ever heard of a garbage truck rodeo.
Garbage truck.
But I'm interested.
I mean, it sounds awesome.
Like, is it a spectator sport? Can other people come?
Apparently, the Waste Connections Rodeo. This is a thing.
I wonder how many different events there are to compete in at the garbage truck rodeo.
I don't know, but I'm looking at it. There they are in their garbage trucks. I'm not exactly sure what goes on.
Oh, don't hit the
oh,
door.
So they got it. This is amazing. So they're basically, you're doing challenges to show how good of a garbage truck driver you are. So like they line up a bunch of tennis balls like on a little,
it's like an obstacle course.
Like
almost.
An obstacle course, and you have to drive through the line of tennis balls to see how good of a driver you are. Right. You got to see if you don't touch something.
They
if
set
you're
up,
backing up.
Yeah, they set up a board, and you just have to either I'm assuming back up and not knock the board over. That looks like a lot of fun.
They got some pylons. Yeah, it's basically to see how. I mean, basically, can you thread a needle when it comes to driving your garbage truck? You got to call us back and let us know how this competition goes. I kind of want to miss the Mariners game and go to this.
I'm rooting for our rockaholic that's competing in this.
Yeah, but that is a very strange competition.
Have you ever competed in anything as odd as a garbage truck rodeo?
No. No, nothing even close. The only thing I could think of that was kind of odd, but more fun, just a strange way. Like, I would go do these hockey tournaments. And some of these hockey tournaments, they call them the draft tournament. So you don't go with a team. You go with your friends, but you're not going to be on the same team. And the way that they pick the teams is they go to a bar on like a Friday night, get a bunch of drinks, and you draft your team there. And the way you draft it, they start with the goalie. So let's say there's like six teams. Six goalies are up on stage. They each are giving a beer. And you have to chug the beer. Whoever chugs it first gets the first pick in the draft.
What?
So then you pick the person that you want, right? And then the next round, whoever you picked now has to chug a beer. And then we pick the next person. And that's how you pick your team. But it's all strategy because sometimes in the fifth round are the best players.
Oh, sure.
So you got to kind of like strategically pick who you want on your team, not only for skill, but also you want to make sure, does this person look like they can chug a beer real quick? Because I want to get my buddy who I know is a really good player.
I feel like more sports teams need to adopt this method for drafts.
Hockey has picked up on this, where it is like now multiple versions of this tournament that travels. There's a local version of this as well. But it's so much fun because by the end of the night, you're hammered and you've already bonded with this team. And then the next day, you got to show up to the rink hungover. And I would travel to like Phoenix, Vegas, Vancouver. I was doing these tournaments like any chance I could go, I would go before I had Tatum. Then Tatum put a stop to it. Not her personally.
You're a wild man.
It would, Taryn, you would thrive in this.
Oh my God. I'm jealous. Well, what about you, Rockaholics? Have you ever competed in some weird competition? We would love to hear all about it. So call now 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
We want to hear about the weirdest or most random competition you somehow got yourself competing in. 206-803-ROCK. And how did that weird competition go? Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and tell us about the most random competition you've ever been part of. We will take your calls after Sublime. What was the weirdest or most random competition you ever found yourself competing in? And how did that go for you? Call 206-803-ROCK. Scott from Marysville, tell us about the competition you found yourself in.
Yeah, so I played disc golf or frisbee golf.
Okay.
And I'm from Michigan originally. I've got a couple buddies who have courses at their houses that live around the corner from each other. And every year they used to throw a tournament that was called the Four Keg Challenge. So basically, 60 people would receive a golden ticket in the mail saying that you were invited to the tournament. And you'd show up the night before and set up your tent and forfeit your keys and all that stuff. But basically, you'd split a group of 60 in half. So 30 people started on one course and 30 started on the other. And basically, before each round, you played one round at one course, one round at the other. Before each round, you had to slam 24 ounces of beer before the round started.
This is awesome.
And then throughout the courses, there were kegs throughout the courses with judges sitting at each keg. And for every 12 ounces of beer you slammed in front of a judge without slowing down the speed of play, you got to shave a stroke off of your score.
So what I'm learning is that disc golfers are a lot like beer league hockey players.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And then one of the holes, so the one course you had to play through twice because it was only 9 holes, and there was one hole that was about a 230-foot island hole that had bricks marked around it in about a 30-foot circle. And basically on that hole, you had to continue to throw discs until you landed on the island. So that was your OB line was outside the island. And for every shot you threw that you missed the island, you had to take a jello shot. And you had to play that hole twice, and you basically had to throw until your bag was empty.
Scott, your people sound like my people.
Yeah. I feel like there might be a lot of injuries, like a lot of drunken injuries, but a lot of injuries going on in this situation.
206-803-ROCK, what is the weirdest or most random competition you've ever competed in, and how did it go? Eric from Duval, what was the competition for you?
Hello?
Hello.
What's up, Eric?
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, there's a down here in Duval, there's a brewery, shout out to Valley Brew House, and they put on a beer stein holding contest every year for charity.
Okay.
It costs $20 to enter, and they basically fill a beer stein with beer, which if you know, a beer stein is pretty heavy itself, but
yeah.
With beer, it's 8 pounds, and you hold it out with your extended arm for as long as you can. And whoever holds it out the longest wins and gets the title. And I've held the title for 3 years in a row now.
So on average, how long are you holding this beer stein?
Well, the first time I did it, the record before me was 3.5 minutes. And now the record that I hold is 6 minutes and 15 seconds.
Nice.
And that is actually a tie with the women's world record.
Okay, that sounds like an eternity in beer stein holding.
Oh, it is, but the men's world record is 22 minutes and 17 seconds.
I bet that guy's got huge forearms.
No kidding. 206.
But it's funny because you say like 3 minutes doesn't seem that long, but I know the minute you start doing it, then.
Oh, my gosh.
You,
shaking.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, yeah.
We should do one between the three of us.
Yeah. Today at the Mariners
okay,
game.
Okay, deal. 206-803.
Let's just hold dingleberries and see how long we can hold them for.
206-803-ROCK. Riley, you're on I-5. Tell us about the weird random competition you competed in.
All right. So every year in the town of Des Moines, they have a Waterland Festival, which is kind of like another, you know, parade and festival after the 4th of July. And when I was 7 or 8 years old, they were actually holding like a little mini pageant, kids pageant. And my mom entered me into it kind of like the day of the competition or the day before. And I was the only boy in the competition. All these girls and I was the only boy. And so just for me showing up and, you know, standing on stage and waving, I became de facto Little Mr. Des Moines
at
like 7 or 8 years old. And here's the thing. As far as I know, they haven't had a Little Mr. Des Moines competition since. So I am still Little Mr. Des Moines. And I think my parents have the newspaper clipping. But
you need like a t-shirt or like a sash or a hat. Like just bust it out at least once a year where you just like unapologetically brag about being Little Mr. Des Moines.
Little Mr. Des Moines, yeah. And I'm 34 this year, so it's been a while since I've been Little Mr. Des Moines.
I just feel very honored that Little Mr. Des Moines listens to the Daily Mix Show. This is huge for us.
Most every morning, guys.
That's awesome, Riley.
Thanks, Riley.
I'm sorry, Little Mr. Des Moines.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.
How would you like to beat Little Mr. Puyallup, Steve Migs?
Let's go!
He's got a record of 202 wins, 64 losses, and 47 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.